I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. A harsh crackdown on protesters in Iran appears to have quelled unrest for now. The death toll continues to rise as reports leak out of the country. Totals range from 3,900 to more than 16,000. Dane, with Unfolding Words, says an ongoing blackout cut them off from Bible translators in Iran.
With the internet shut down, they're all just kind of focused on staying out of view.
Bible translation is on pause for now, but it's already changing lives. One Muslim scholar came to Christ after reading scripture in his heart language. Ask the Lord to protect his followers in Iran and provide for their daily needs.
I pray that the plans of good men and women will prevail, and the plans of evil men and women would collapse upon their heads, and that God would deliver this beautiful country from the thieves that took it over 47 years ago.
Also, sharing the gospel does not have to be difficult, especially with helpful literature in hand. That is the mission of World Missionary Press, which has served for more than six decades. And as the world changes, new challenges emerge, and they often call for a fresh approach. That is why the ministry welcomed a new president, Tyler Bauer. Helen Williams says,
"We're growing every year in what we produce and in the opportunities we have, but there needs to be someone watching out, making us more efficient, making us more focused."
Bauer views personal growth among staff as essential to strengthening the ministry's global work. The ministry prints and ships scripture booklets and Bible studies in more than 350 languages. Pray for gospel literature to reach more people worldwide and for wisdom for the new leadership. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.